Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has a message for parents, and it's the 5210 message. Really, what is that? And actually, I think it's 85210 now. My guest is Dr. Christopher Bowling. He's a pediatrician in the practice in Kentucky. So, Dr. Bowling, what is this 5210 message? And now, actually, I'm hearing that it's 85210.
Well, yeah, you will hear all sorts of variations on it, Melanie, but we use the 5210 messaging in my practice, and it's been adopted around the country in a lot of different settings. And basically, it's a way to think about getting adequate exercise and good nutrition for growing kids. And it really is, to be honest, it has a much broader scope than that also. It really goes into public policy, and it's good for adults. It's good for a number of people. But basically, it means the four evidence-based behaviors that are linked with being at a healthy weight, which is eating 5 fruit or vegetable servings per day, which I heard you just talking about in the session before with Dr. DeFerrani, and then also getting less than 2 hours of screen time per day, and that's computer time, television time, video games, getting 1 hour of physical activity per day. Doesn't have to be really heavy-duty physical activity either. It should be that a few times a week, but just an hour of physical activity per day, and getting 0 calories from sweet drinks. So really that means limiting drinks to just milk and water.
Okay, so let's start with the 2 hours or less of screen time. I should start with the 5, but I'm going to the 2 first, because in my personal life, that's the hardest one to hit. And even though doing what I do for a living, that's still hard, because that screen time and those video games, boy, the hours go quick. And all of a sudden on the weekend, it's like, okay, 3 hours, and I'm saying to my son, get off the video games, go outside. Go, you know, it's not a democracy, it's a dictatorship, and we have to be in charge of our children, but that's easier said than done.
It really is, you know, and for a lot of families, too, it's a big challenge at this time of year. You know, for those of us here in the Midwest, I'm in suburban Cincinnati, the weather is not very conducive to getting outside very often. So it's a real challenge, but it really makes a big difference. You know, there are some interesting findings. You know, people that actually when you're watching television, you actually burn fewer calories than when you're asleep, which is an interesting kind of finding, that your muscles are more active during sleep than when you're in an almost vegetative state watching television and on the couch. It's also something, too, that we really know that, you know, you don't sleep as well if you have a television set in the room. Even adults, we don't sleep as well if our smartphones are next to us when we're in bed. Because even if it's not on, you just don't know what you're missing. So there's a lot of distractions. It really bleeds over into other areas. It prevents you from being active, and it really promotes sedentary time.
Well, it does, and I'm in Chicago, so I know what you're talking about this time of year. So what's your best advice for getting your children off the screen and out into the world, or getting them some exercise? I mean, my kids see me on my treadmill, and sometimes I say, get on my treadmill and walk for the next half an hour. You can watch TV while you walk. What do you like to advise?
Well, I think it's really important for people to find things that they like to do. You know, it can be as simple as things as walking the dog, doing gardening, doing simple housework. You know, good luck in getting kids to do that. But still, it's worth it if they can just be active on some level, even if it's in the house. Certainly getting outside makes a big difference. We all know it's important for a number of reasons, but getting kids out to local parks, that's not available to certain families. So other things have to work for them, community centers, YMCAs, all those kinds of things can be great resources for parents, but you really have to figure out what works for you. One of the questions that families will often ask me also is, well, you know, they do video games that are very active. You know, what if it's a game that gets them up and about? If it's a game that actually gets them sweating and gets them getting their heart rate up and getting them winded, then that is helpful. That counts as activity. If it's something where they're just sitting there, though, that really counts as screen time.
It really does. And now kids have even learned how to play the games like tennis and baseball and golf just by flicking their wrists around. So they can be sitting on the couch and not even actually have to get up and move around for those games.
I've learned my lesson with that, with my own nieces and nephews, showing me how you can play those games just laying on the couch, flicking your wrist.
they've learned how to figure that out. Now, the five fruits and vegetables a day. So what constitutes a serving of fruit or vegetable?
Well, the really simple way to think about it is just the size of your fist. You know, and for certain, so as kids are small, those are pretty small servings. We're talking about a young child, that being like a quarter of a cup, so not very much, a couple of tablespoons. But as they get older, it gets bigger. So a serving is really like the size of your fist, a closed fist, and it really is, five is the minimum. You can actually get in more than that if they're hungry. And, if, you know, long-term success, it's important for kids not to feel hungry. So you're really pushing those fruits and vegetables can be a big help.
Well, and I think it's up to us to keep those healthy foods in our own houses. And if you have junk food in your house and your child is hungry and you give them a choice between, you know, a chewy granola bar and a banana, they're always going to choose that chewy granola bar or some high sugary thing. So you have to make the choice between here you can have an apple or a banana.
Well, you know, and I think you also have to give parents good strategies for making the healthy choice the easy choice. You know, getting things ready and, you know, cleaned up, ready in the refrigerator, so it's easy for them to get to them is very helpful. You know, one of the tricks that we're often educating parents about is, you know, with apple slices, if they just sort of rinse the fruit, rinse sliced apples in either water with lemon juice or a diet white soda, like a diet lemon lime soda, that also will keep the apples from getting brown for quite a bit of time. And that's something that will make them a little bit more appealing if they're ready, sliced up, ready to go, so kids can get to them more quickly. So making them available is really important.
Now, not all yogurts, which is supposed to be a pretty healthy food for kids and adults, not all yogurt is created equal. So if we want to keep yogurt around, maybe some granola, some cheeses, what do you recommend for that?
Again, portioning things out is very helpful. You know, everybody has a little bit of different view, too, on artificial sweeteners. I think used in moderation, I'm okay with that in certain yogurt preparations. I also feel, though, that, you know, going with portion sizing is very important. As you said, not all yogurts are created equal. Some of them are very, very high in sugar, and you have to really be reading labels, and some that are quite good. So you have to really be very cautious about what you're buying. As long as you're keeping those serving sizes, you know, and the calorie count on those less than 150 calories, you're probably in good shape, but it does make a difference, too, if it's one that's very high in sugar. So you want to just steer toward the lower sugar ones.
And as we're speaking of steering toward lower sugar, the sugar-sweetened drinks, for my kids, they only get like a soda when we're out at a restaurant, if it's a special occasion. If you keep it in the house, they will want it.
Well, you know, I'm always talking about this one. The drink goal is sort of being a throwback sort of goal. You know, we all grew up with a very small bottle of soda that was maybe an 8-ounce serving that we got on Saturday night with a bowl of popcorn, and that was the big treat. Something has happened where it's become the daily drink for many kids, and that's really sad and unfortunate because, you know, as a treat periodically, they're probably just fine. But the issue is when they become sort of the daily staple, which really needs to be milk and water.
In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Bowling, your best advice for that 5210 message?
You know, look at what you can make a good, quick, easy win with. We all feel better when you have success. So pick that behavior that you're going to think you're going to have good success with your kids with first, and then work on the tougher ones later.
And remember, it's 8 hours of sleep at night, 5 fruits and vegetables a day, 2 hours or less of screen time, 1 hour of physical activity every day, and 0 sugar sweetened drinks. And that is the recipe for healthy children. Right there, the name of the show. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.